Welcome back to the eighth day.
Houston Station on Space to Ground.
Welcome to Space to Ground, your weekly look at what's happening on board the International Space Station. I'm Dan Hewitt. It was a full house this week on the station, and one of the cast members is even a twin. Nine crew members from five different countries packed the orbital laboratory this week, working fast and furious on a range of different projects, including in-depth research on muscle loss, readying small satellites to be deployed, conducting Earth observations, and even driving rovers on Earth from a control panel in space. But it's back home on Friday, September 11th, for the visiting crew members Andreas Mogensen and Idine Abatov, along with cosmonaut Gennady Padalka, who's now spent a total of 879 days in space, more than any other human in history. And Scott Kelly, who is just about midway through his year-long mission, took the reins as commander of the International Space Station. Kelly took command back on September 5th and will keep the job until he comes home in March of 2016.
I'm ready to relinquish command to Scott Kelly.
And I assume command of the International Space Station, a great ship and one that not only serves us very well, but serves our various countries well.
This week, we have a Twitter question from Mariana, who wants to know why it sometimes only takes a few hours as opposed to days for crews to reach the station. Well, it's all about being in the right place at the right time. In order for a Soyuz to be able to complete its trip in only four Earth orbits, the station has to be at just the right altitude at the time of liftoff. For the most recent launch, the station was a bit higher than needed. Due to solar weather conditions, the atmosphere wasn't thick enough to cause sufficient drag to lower the station's altitude to the expected range. So that spacecraft took the longer 34-orbit, two-day rendezvous route.
Here's some of the stories trending this week at NASA. Engineers at NASA's Michoud Assembly Facility in New Orleans have welded together the first two segments of the next Orion crew module, bringing NASA a small step closer to sending astronauts to Mars. The primary structure of Orion's crew module is made of seven large aluminum pieces welded together using a state-of-the-art technique called friction stir welding to produce an incredibly strong bond. This Orion will be launched on NASA's new Space Launch System rocket on a combined flight test beyond the far side of the moon. Images from NASA's Dawn spacecraft are giving scientists the closest yet views of the gleaming bright spots from Alcator Crater on the dwarf planet Ceres. The images, a composite view made from two different shots, and virtual fly-around animations of the crater, including a topographic map, have about three times better resolution than the images from a previous Dawn orbit of Ceres in June. The expected year-long data download begun recently by NASA's New Horizons spacecraft includes new high-resolution images that reveal the diversity and complexity of the Pluto system. Some of the early imagery appears to feature possible dunes, ice flows that apparently oozed out of mountainous regions onto plains, ice lakes, and even networks of valleys that may have been carved by material flowing over Pluto's surface. The images downloaded so far have more than doubled the amount of Pluto's surface seen at resolutions as good as 440 yards per pixel. A memorial event for the September 11, 2001 attack on New York's World Trade Center was held at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The event at the center's Fire Station 1 paid tribute to the 343 fire and rescue personnel who lost their lives during the attack. A piece of the World Trade Center also was on display at the ceremony. On that day 14 years ago, astronaut Frank Culbertson, the only American off the planet at that time, captured footage of the aftermath from the International Space Station. September is National Preparedness Month, a perfect opportunity to take advantage of emergency training activities offered by your community or place of work. Some employees at NASA headquarters took a CPR class recently. The emergency management teams at all NASA facilities encourage everyone to visit www.ready.gov to learn more about what to do at work and home to prepare for the unexpected. And that's what's up this week at NASA.
As we finish up the show today, we should get to check in with our very own Eric Scott, who has the programming that we'll be doing not just on Sunny 101.9, but across the Great Lakes Radio Network. Eric, what's going on?
Well, thanks, Todd. We're going to be at Gwynn Furniture Outlet today in Gwynn. That's between Family Dollar and Snyder Drug, 11 till 2 today, a little bit later on this morning. And that's going to be on 103 FXD 92.7 WRUP, our Escanaba station, and then Fox Sports Marquette 105.1 and 99.9. Gordy will be down there talking with Dale. Prizes, giveaways. Dale is discounting everything in the store. It seems like everything's always on discount at Gwynn Furniture Outlet, and we will be out there today, Todd, from 11 till 2. Gwynn Furniture Outlet in beautiful downtown Gwynn. That's 11 to 2. Right between Family Dollar and Snyder Drug, that's Gwynn Furniture Outlet. High school football, well, as you know, we cover them all. The Nagani Miners here on Sunny FM. Ishpeming Hematites on 98.3 WRUP. And the Gwynn Model Towners on Fox Sports Marquette 105.1 and 99.9. Now, coming up this coming Friday, that will be September 18th. Here on Sunny FM, the Nagani Miners will battle the Iron Mountain Mountaineers, and Jesse Anderson, Grady Gilbo will have it for you right here on Sunny FM. That will be coming up this coming Friday with the Honor Credit Union pregame show at 6:15, Friday, September 18th. Then as you go down the dial a little bit more, you'll find the Ishpeming Hematites on 98.3 WRUP, Mike Plord and Bob Netto. We'll have the game this coming Friday, September 18th, as Ishpeming takes on the Westwood Patriots, crosstown rivals. We'll have the Honor Credit Union pregame show this coming Friday on 98.3 WRUP at 6:15 as the Ishpeming Hematites battle the Westwood Patriots. So you got to love the crosstown rival games. And then on Fox Sports Marquette, that's 105.1 in the Marquette area, 99.9 down in the Gwynn area. The Gwynn Model Towners will take on the Bark River Harris Broncos, and that will be coming up this Friday, September 18th. The Honor Credit Union pregame show will be at 6:15. Mike James and Jib Vareb will have it all for you on Fox Sports Marquette, 105.1 and 99.9. That is your home for the Gwynn Model Towners. So we cover the Nagani Miners, we cover the Ishpeming Hematites, and we cover the Gwynn Model Towners on Great Lakes Radio. Glad to be a part of the 8th day. Thanks, Todd.
Well, thank you again, Eric. Well, we've come to the end of our show. This is the 8th day. We're on every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can also find us online at the8thday.buzz, and you can contact us at contactus@8thday.buzz. We'd love to hear about any stories or community events that might not have been covered elsewhere. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.